In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are very quickly approaching the long-awaited arrival of our Savior to be born for us on Christmas Day. And in this child, we see the fulfillment of God's love for each of us, God's eternal love for each of us, in sending His Son to be our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our brother, our friend. And that in this child we see the fulfillment of our heart's longing. The answer to all our heart's longing is in this child to be born for us, that he is truly the whole meaning and purpose of our life on earth, as he is the one who leads us on that path to our true home in heaven. And so as we prepare for our Lord's our birth, we look to the example of God's plan being fulfilled through Saint John the Baptist. The John the Baptist is the fulfillment also of the prophet Malachi, of the messenger who would be sent ahead of the Lord to prepare for the day of the Lord, to turn the hearts of fathers and children, and so forth. And in St. John the Baptist, we see the bridge between the Old and the New Testament. He is considered the last of the prophets who points to Jesus, who was long ago prophesied by the prophets of old, preparing Israel for the Messiah, even after many, many generations and many, 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 many events, that John the Baptist is the one who points to the Messiah when he arrives, to lead the people to repentance from their sins. And so St. John is a wonderful example for us because of his humility, knowing that he was only to lead the people and point to Jesus. And so we ask St. John, as we prepare now for our Lord's arrival, that we may lead others to Christ as he did, and that we may always point to Christ in our life, that even if we don't say any words, that our life may point to Christ, that people may see our love and faith in Jesus just by our daily actions, that we always give witness to Christ in our love for him in our daily witness. And we can also reflect upon Our Lady at this time, as she's approaching the birth of her son. We ask her for those same sentiments that she had as she contemplated these mysteries unfolding, that Our Lady always pondered in her heart the mysteries of God's plan and providential promises as the Savior of the world is about to be born through her. That we ask her for those same sentiments of longing, of adoration, of desire, that we may seek nothing else here on earth and desire nothing else on earth, but to be united to him and to be always close and faithful to him as Mary, his mother, was. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.